Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about today. First, we have to talk about flu. I know nobody wants to hear about the flu after everything we've just been through with COVID, but interestingly, flu is here, and we're actually seeing an uptick in cases, which was expected for October. We usually don't call it flu season till November 1, but sadly, we've already had people die, and we'll talk about some of those deaths, and we're actually seeing combined COVID, pneumonia, and flu. So these are things that are kind of concerning, especially for those of us in public health, because we were hoping that we would have another mild flu season, and we're already seeing an uptick in cases that is actually higher than what we saw last year and what we saw even the year before. And so people want to know what the heck is going on. So first, what I did is I wrote a piece on this, and there's a lot of links to the CDC sites that give you data and graphs. And the CDC has something which is really, really cool. It's called FluView, and their FluView link allows you to look at this year compared to last year, compared to the year before. It also has links to all the different states. I live in Nevada. When I clicked on Nevada, no data came up. But on one CDC map site, it shows that Nevada is already dealing with some influenza-like flu activity. So I want you guys to take a look at it. This way you know what's going on in your area. But interestingly, we're seeing higher cases now than we have in multiple years past. In fact, over the past 10 flu seasons, we have more flu now. That's very intriguing. We could attribute this to a variety of reasons. One is, well, last year people didn't go to the doctor. Everybody stayed home, and they were like, the urgent care doesn't want to see me, the ER doesn't want to see me, so you know, I won't get tested. But the year before, and the year before that, and the year before that, people had access to the urgent cares, and so you kind of wonder what's going on with that. There is a chance that COVID had a relationship with the flu, where they're like, look, you give us this one, we'll give it to you next season. And the flu's like, but I really want that cell. I want that respiratory cell. And COVID's like, this one's mine. Next year, next year. And finally, flu had to get smarter and say, all right, we have to compete with COVID. And I'm not joking about this. Viruses have to outsmart each other. And we believe the reason why the COVID season last year was mild is because it got to the cells first before flu. It prevented flu from taking hold. So if flu couldn't take hold and have a virus reproduce more and more of its virus particles, then it ends up not being able to propagate. So flu might have in the last year or two had to figure out how to get smarter and how to get around and get to people with COVID. So when you look at the number of deaths, we're in week 30, we're in week 41 right now, I believe. So the data is going up to week 39, which ended October 2nd. And that week there were 4 flu deaths. The week before, 7 flu deaths. The week before that, 10 flu deaths. But interestingly, there were 25,000 deaths of flu plus COVID. Number of COVID deaths was about 20,000. So flu's killing again. Flu is, I mean, we know flu kills, but this isn't supposed to be the time of year that we start to see this. So when you look at the data, it is a little concerning. Now, the flu shots are out. I understand that some of you are a little flu vaccine fatigued because of all the COVID stuff, but I would strongly urge you to get the flu shot. I'm getting my flu shot this weekend. It's one of those things where I really do think those who have flu protection have less chance of dying. And look at the numbers. 25,000 people in the last few weeks. That's actually from October 2nd to like mid-September. They died of COVID and flu. So when they were swabbed in the hospital, they also tested positive for flu. So I don't want any of that stuff in me. That's just me. I don't trust COVID. I don't trust China. And I definitely don't trust the flu and COVID. I don't know what the hell they're planning. So personally, I've always believed that the flu shot helps protect you, as well as previous studies have shown that the flu shot helps protect you. And we'll talk about what's in the flu shot. Some of you are concerned that you're going to go in for flu shot and the pharmacy is instead going to give you COVID shot. I taught you guys how to tell the difference. The COVID vaccines, I'm not sure about the Johnson & Johnson, but the mRNA vaccines are a little opaque. They're a little off-white. They might look a little cloudy, per se, although you really don't want to be cloudy, but that's kind of the color to it, whereas the flu shot is more clear. The COVID vaccine is given in a smaller syringe, like a 1cc syringe, much smaller because it's only like for the Pfizer, it's only like a 0.3 milliliter, whereas with the flu, we usually give it in a 3cc syringe because we give 0.5 milliliters. I understand this can be different with Moderna, but if you notice, most of the COVID vaccine videos that you saw were all with that little 1cc TB syringe, so to speak. So if it's a larger syringe because they drew up the flu shot, or if you see more amount in that shot, remember, if you're getting the Pfizer, it should be only 0.3. I believe with Moderna, it is 0.5, so it could equate. But then just stop and ask and go, look, what are you giving me? So I think it's totally fine to ask. I don't think any pharmacist will get mad. But experts are predicting a compensatory flu season. In fact, University of Pittsburgh researchers suggest that cases will surge to 610,000 flu cases and hospitalizations if there's no change in vaccine habits or effectiveness. If we do see more people vaccinate for flu, hospitalizations could drop anywhere from 25% to 50%. Now, these are just, again, we're all pulling this out of our retroperitoneum to try to guess what kind of a flu season we have. I like to look and see what happens in the southern hemisphere just as a gauge. And in Australia, they had a very minimal flu season, which is a huge, huge good sign. But that just doesn't seem to coincide with what we're seeing. Now, mind you, we're bringing in, I think we've had like 160,000 illegal immigrants come in and things like that. So, you know, maybe there is more flu that hasn't been detected that could be coming in. But we're going to watch it and we're going to keep you posted on this show at least. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DUCK-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was very shocking. But in Norway, there was an attack that killed 5 people. Injured 2 others, and it wasn't a shooting, it wasn't a knife attack, it was a bow and arrow attack. Now, this happened in the Norwegian town of Kongsberg, and we're being told that the suspect is 37 years old, has been flagged as having been radicalized, and is a Muslim convert. This is according to The Guardian. He has remained in custody since Wednesday night. Police believe he lived in Kongsberg and acted alone. Two people are remaining in intensive care, including an off-duty police officer. Police told the Norwegian news agency NTB that the attacker also used other weapons, but didn't say what they were. So four women and one man aged between 50 and 70 were killed. Police were alerted to the attacks. It happened across a number of crime scenes, including a supermarket that occurred at 6:15 local time. The suspected was arrested within 30 minutes. Now, you know, you look at this and you think, okay, what? So five people dead at Bow and Arrow. And police believe that he was radicalized. Now, these are things that kind of make us nervous because, I mean, I love religion. I appreciate religion. And I hate to think that religion and politics are interweaved. I really like, you know, if you're Catholic, that doesn't necessarily mean you're liberal versus conservative or Jewish, liberal versus conservative. But when we hear this radicalism and we start to see certain trends, people get nervous and then they start getting phobic and it's an issue. I don't know how or where we stop the violence. People want to stop the radicalism. People want to stop the conversion. You can't. Okay, we convert people every day, whether it's by our cologne or buy this hamburger or go shopping on this website. All we do is convert and radicalize. I mean, look at what we're doing with the flu, with the COVID vaccine. Now, I got the vaccine, but I am seeing people almost, become obsessively frenzied with, you have to get the vaccine, I got a vaccine. You know, they're posting and they have banners and they have frames and they wear masks saying vaccinated and jewelry and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, this is a radicalization, by the way. So when we think, okay, this isn't going to happen in America, people aren't going to be radicalized, you know, to the degree that they are in other countries because, you know, we are, you know, a little bit more grounded in our in our constitution and in our, you know, beliefs in terms of, you know, how we treat people. No, we have the ability to very easily be converted. We think we don't. We think, but, you know, people can break you. Now, was this person tortured? Probably not physically. But does the radicalization happen because they are in a position where they're vulnerable and they need help and these people can help them? And they go, look, we'll help you, but you need to join the cause. Or are these people blackmailed? Do some of these people have family members or loved ones that are being held hostage? And they're look, you don't do what we say, they die. And I think it's a whole combination of a whole variety of issues going on. And I get very, very nervous as we take in more and more people from areas that could have that radicalization element when we have, like, for example, in Afghanistan, the Taliban and takeover and ISIS and, you know, who's being sent to America that is supposedly, you know, is supposed to be an innocent refugee. You know how easy it is for people to say, go, pretend to be a refugee. In fact, one rumor is Brian Laundrie in the Gabby Petito murder case. One rumor is that he was advised to go to the border and blend in with immigrants who get sent back into Mexico. I mean, I know that's just one theory, but when people, you know, try to claim, oh, yeah, every single person is vetted that's coming into our country, no, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And even if they are vetted, again, you could be as innocent as you could be. Somebody has your family hostage. You're going to pass all the background checks, fingerprints, facial recognition, because you did nothing but take care of the family. Your family's not there, so since they're held hostage and you don't feel like anybody's going to be able to go and, you know, help them, you might lie and get through and say what needs to be said to keep your family safe. But for the most part, I don't know how strict the vetting is and if they can decide if people have been recently radicalized or are under blackmail. So a bow and arrow attack to me means this person couldn't get a hold of a gun and he used whatever he could to kill people, which is another reason why gun control, that there's a lot of debate on how effective that would be when you have people that want to kill. When you have people that want to kill, if it's not going to be a gun, they're going to grab a knife. They're going to use something else. Now, true, guns, you know, seem to have the highest number of killings. But, you know, you have people that want to kill, they're going to find a way. And a bow and arrow is an act of that. So it's tragic. I mean, our thoughts and prayers are with the families. That has got to be just horrible. But, you know, we think that we're okay because we don't hear about it in the news, and that's not what's going on. Sadly, we hear, you know, there's radicalization and there's the urge to kill, depending on what they're being radicalized to, and it's much more apparent than we think. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A mom was on a Zoom call and was killed by a toddler who found daddy's gun. So a man has been accused of leaving a handgun where a toddler could not only get to it, but used it. And a 21-year-old mother was shot in the head by her 2-year-old who found the gun. Viondre Avery is the father. He was the one who possessed the gun that the child got. He called 911. This happened in August. He said, hurry, hurry, please. My girlfriend was working on the computer. She's laid back. There's blood everywhere. And Shamaya Lynn was on a work-related Zoom call when she was shot. The woman on that call also called 911. A 911 caller was heard saying, we heard a loud kaboom, and then she leaned back. We saw blood on her face. And it turned out it was the couple's son who found the gun and fired the shot. Now, the handgun belonged to Viondre Avery. He told police it was kept in his Paw Patrol backpack next to their bed. A report described the backpack with cartoon images of dogs. That could be enticing to a child. And 2-year-olds are curious, so the 2-year-old got into it. Avery reportedly told police he does not lock his firearm and keeps it ready to fire with one round in the chamber. A lot of people do. They have one round in the chamber ready to go. They, you know, because when stuff happens, they're ready. And sadly, that can't be around kids. Didn't they do that in Narcos where some kids found a gun and they asked the housekeeper to play a game? And so they were, it looked like a toy BB gun, and then they end up shooting her in the head. And it was, I believe it was, you know, taken from a true story. But kids, I guess they like to put guns up to other kids' heads and shoot. If it's a toy gun, they giggle. When it's not a toy gun, it's serious, obviously. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen to the father, but police are stressing locking and securing the firearm to avoid this. Told you about that one case where found a real gun in his toy box, looked at it when he pulled the trigger, killed himself. That's it, you know, I carry guns. I have a CCW. I have a big appreciation for guns. But man, when these accidents happen, it's so avoidable. It is so avoidable. Be smart, people. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from a fire in southern Taiwan that engulfed a building overnight has taken roughly 50 souls. That's according to officials Thursday, who said the same amount of people were injured. Kaohsiung City Fire Department officials said the 13-story building caught fire around 3 a.m. Thursday, and the blaze was extremely fierce and destroyed many floors. Kaohsiung City is on the south end of the Taiwan island. The World Health Organization declared the formation of a committee to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The 26 experts were selected from over 700 applicants. Job one is to investigate caves near Wuhan where the natural bat origin is supposedly to have come from. The Chinese Communist government said no to the request in the past. President Biden is scheduled to meet with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta as war and a humanitarian crisis continue after nearly 1 year in neighboring Ethiopia. USA Radio News. Since President Biden opened up the borders, more than 160,000 illegal immigrants have been released into the United States and are being strewn all over America. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News says what most Americans are thinking about President Biden making our country less safe.
What he needs to do is focus on securing the border and these 50,000 Haitians who say they've declared war on us and they don't care about our National Guard. Biden needs to pay attention to that. They're the risk. They're the danger to America.
Triangle Country. Countries in South and Central America are warning America the mother of all caravans are heading to America and should start to arrive at the end of the month. Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the crisis this week. NASA's newest asteroid mission called Lucy, a spacecraft targeting space rocks that orbit ahead and behind Jupiter, is ready to begin its journey. The launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida is scheduled for Saturday at 5:34 a.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Timothy said that he's going to get his flu shot next weekend, but also, he wants to get the booster. How long should he wait between the two? Now, we've spoken about this before. You don't have to wait. Even though originally the CDC had said to wait 14 days between the two, now the data is saying you could take it at the same time. Why? Well, they're two different vaccines. They're two different mechanisms. The antibody response, even though you are making antibodies, and you would think, well, don't you want to make antibodies to one and then make antibodies to the other? I personally think the time frame is different. That's actually a good question. Keep these questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. So the flu shot is an inactivated vaccine. It has killed form of the virus, multiple. So the egg-based vaccines have a H1N1, an H3N2, a influenza B, I guess a Washington lineage, and then a the quadrivalent also has a Phuket. Don't pronounce it short U. Do the long U just to play it safe, Phuket. And then the cell or recombinant-based ones that aren't egg-based, they have a Wisconsin H1N1, Cambodia H3N2, Washington B lineage, and then a Phuket B lineage, also same one. So the Bs are the same, but the influenza A viruses are a little different. So how these inactivated vaccines work is they take the virus, it's a killed form, and they basically have the skeleton component. So immediately, your body can start creating antibodies to it. It sees the shape. It starts to learn the shape. The vaccine, the virus is dead, so it can't infect you and cause any issues. Well, I mean, yes, we do have allergic reactions and sometimes Guillain-Barré, and there are side effects to any vaccine. But for the most part, a killed flu vaccine should start inducing an immunity response right away. The mRNA vaccines or the Johnson & Johnson with the vector, one, the genetic material has to get to the cell. Then the cell has to read it. Then the cell has to turn around and produce the spike proteins. Then once the spike proteins are elicited upon the cell surface, then the immune system can start to get to work. So that's why I actually think it might be better to get the flu and COVID shot at the same time, because I think the time frame is different from a let's start getting your immune system going. Ideally, it would be great for there to be, you know, 1 month, you get the shot, we make sure there's no side effects, you start mounting an immune response, then a month later, but that unfortunately, we don't have that kind of time. But when we talked about flu cases coming and already killing people, now's the time to get your flu shot. So if you're thinking about getting your booster, you're thinking about getting your flu shot, technically, you could get them both at the same time. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Another person asks about if the COVID vaccine prevents you from making natural antibodies. This is a question that keeps coming, especially with mandates, and I get it. You know, we see studies where people who have had natural immunity to the virus seems to have more protection than vaccine immunity, which is there's natural immunity versus artificial immunity. Artificial immunity is from the vaccine. But I really believe that there's enough for everybody. I believe that if you do get the vaccine and you are exposed to COVID, I do believe you will still produce natural antibodies. Trust me, if I thought we couldn't, I would have a much bigger problem with the vaccine, because I really like natural immunity. I think having natural antibodies to something is pretty damn cool, because that's how our bodies were designed. So I'm a big fan of it. I'm not a fan of you purposely getting sick with polio. I'm not a fan of you purposely getting sick with hepatitis. If a disease can kill, no. Get artificial immunity right away. Same thing with COVID. But if you were exposed to COVID and you have some natural immunity, I really think it's going to be protective. And since COVID is all over the place and these masks are so half-assed and, you know, it's ridiculous what we're trying to do to stay away from a virus, because the virus is outsmarting it all, I think there's a good chance we've all been exposed. I really do. Which means we've all started to make natural antibodies. Can a lab tell if the difference? Well, it all depends how specialized the test is. If the lab looks at antibodies, then and they have the means to look at an antibody, that is to a virus that has the spike protein mutations, they'll be able to tell that that was a natural antibody. If the antibody they're testing looks similar to the wild type, you know, then they could tell that was from the vaccine. Because remember, the vaccine is still old school. It doesn't have the newest mutations in the spike proteins that your body ends up protected against. I don't know if our technology is there and they're doing that. I know they could tell, they could look at antibodies and they could look at antibodies against variants and things like that. And they believe that our antibodies are able to vaccine or not protect against the variants. I just don't know if they can tell how many of your antibodies are natural versus how many of your antibodies are artificial. But to answer that question, yes, I do think you can get natural antibody despite having the vaccine in your system. I know there's a lot of debate. I know there's a lot of debate that the antibodies could be confused, that the antibodies are being hoarded. There's a whole bunch of different theories out there. But I personally believe that we are being bombarded by stuff all the time. And our immune system is always working and it's always learning. And so when somebody says, Dahlia, if I get the COVID vaccine, it is going to hurt my immunity to other things. The answer to that, the proof to that would be, and again, I'm open to everything. That's what we are in science. The proof to that would be, did you get sick the next day with pneumonia? Or 1 week later with salmonella? Or one, you know, how sick are people getting after the shot? I'm not seeing a lot of that. I'm seeing a lot of people get the shot. Now, mind you, some people are having side effects. We're not debating that. There are side effects with these vaccines, big time. But in terms of your immunity being suppressed because of the vaccine, then we would be seeing a whole slew of medical issues coming your way within weeks of the shot. We would that, or if it is really affecting your immune system, I mean, it would happen then immediately. I'd be seeing you have, I mean, you'd be having a UTI. You'd be having, skin infections. You'd be having, somebody who's immunocompromised, there's a whole variety of things that they can get sick with. And so I'm still not 100% kind of convinced that this one vaccine could completely diminish your immunity. You know, can there be some interference with what your natural immunity could do? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's, you know, you are having a competition there. But again, you know, we're dealing with a deadly virus. That's, you know, and same thing with flu. By the way, the live attenuated flu vaccine is the one that's given through the nose. We don't give the live attenuated one to everybody. Like, we won't give that to the nasal spray. We won't give that to pregnant people. We only recommend that between 2 years and 49 years. We don't have studies on infants and older individuals with the nasal spray quadrivalent vaccine. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got a little nervous the other day because I saw some sort of, I don't know, article or headline or whatever, starting to use the word propaganda. I'm actually seeing that a lot. Propaganda, this is propaganda, this is propaganda. And propaganda is a term I usually see just, I don't know, months or years before you start seeing the word treason next to it. And if you start to look at the flow of what is being accused of people who are, putting things out there on social media or in the news, it all started with this big awakening during the Trump administration of fake news. And Trump coined this term fake news, and it went viral. Some people loved it, some people didn't. And it highlighted the fact that there's a lot of things out there that's fake, where you take somebody, you say this about them, it goes all over the place, and it wasn't even true. And so fake news, we started to learn, and we started to be a little bit more cautious. I would see something posted, and we learn about this in medical school, so we already learn to see who the author is and all that. And people say, Dr. Dahlia, did you see this? Did you see this? Well, I immediately go to the source. I'm like, well, who wrote it? You know, what sort of source? Where did this come from? And is this opinionated? So fake news made us stop and become a little bit more critical of what we're reading, what we're learning, and what is being said about something. If you notice, in the last year or two, you don't hear fake news anymore. Nobody's saying fake news. You hear misinformation. So misinformation has now taken over fake news. Well, it's similar, misinformation, but that's not how the term misinformation is being wielded. The term misinformation is being wielded as a weapon against people who are, you know, worried about the shot, talking about how, look, this person died, this was a vaccinated person who died, can we talk about it? There was this side effect. There was, we told you about that case where a woman had tweeted an obituary of somebody who had died after they got their COVID vaccine, and it was labeled as misleading or misinformation. So misinformation completely took over fake news. Nobody's even using that term fake news. It completely just pushed it out of the news cycle and the SEOs. And so misinformation now, is it misinformation about the Biden administration, about the Trump administration, or is it misinformation about against the narrative? When somebody says there's a side effect to something, that's not misinformation. That's science. Even the FDA says there's side effects. So misinformation has been something that we've been battling with over the last year, because that keeps being pushed that somebody is spreading not fake news but misinformation. Well, now the term is changing to propaganda. Propaganda has this, you know, propaganda definition is basically a narrative that seems to push a political agenda. And so misinformation is starting to be changed and starting to be converted to propaganda. Now, propaganda is a term that has a much different meaning than fake news and misinformation. Propaganda is an example of propaganda would be, all right, you guys see, look at this, this, you know, the vaccine killed somebody, so everybody's going to die, the government is trying to kill you all, blah, blah, blah. You know, where it throws some conspiracy, it has so many hyperboles, so, you know, where it just, you know, the accuracy is questionable. But my worry is when propaganda is being accused by something that is just, we're just trying to let you guys know that a vaccinated person who was healthy died, so think about it, you know, or just be aware that you know, these might not be 100% safe. Or same thing with vaccinated people getting sick with COVID. I think it's very important for the public to know that vaccinated people can be getting ill and dying of COVID, because I see vaccinated people, they act like they're completely immune. Government kept saying, get vaccinated, and you'll be okay. So when somebody dies of COVID, when they're vaccinated, I want the public to know, look, guys, don't let your guard down. It's a deadly virus that's outsmarting the vaccine. The vaccine might not be good enough. Now, just use caution. So if somebody says, Dr. Dahlia, bringing up that somebody vaccinated died of COVID anyway, that's propaganda, that's wrong. That's not propaganda. I'm not saying I've been accused, but you start to see this pattern of where they want to kind of twist. I don't know who they is. You guys can surmise. But the entities that be that want this one narrative completely, you know, kept being pushed, the term propaganda is propaganda. That's a very dangerous term. And once we start to see propaganda, that term used more and more, what's going to be the next term used? Treason. So, treason is where you are going against your country. You are going against the grain. You are devaluing your loyalty to the cause, to the country, to your roots, to your people. And I am sensing this, where people that just want to kind of talk about stuff are being accused of treason. That term hasn't been used yet, but is it going to? Now, I don't like watching where our country is going. I mean, as a doctor, I want public health first. And as I see these things happen with people losing their job and parents saying, fine, I'm going to pull my kid out of school. Well, if they pull their kid out of school, are they going to get their kids vaccinated for the other vaccines? So from a public health standpoint, it is a disaster when you lack public trust, when you have doctors on both sides going, guys, really? Do we have to mandate this? It's a mess, and it's very confusing. It's very concerning, and people are nervous, and it's just not a good recipe. But I am seeing more and more that either it's the government or it's public officials or the powers that be want to isolate groups, make them look bad, make them look like they deserve the censoring or the attacks or the firings that they're getting. Nobody is going to have public support for a nurse that busted their butts fighting, you know, to save your life for COVID all these months, who's getting canned now because she chose her body over, you know, didn't let her government make a choice for her body. That doesn't sell. What does sell is if she's labeled an anti-vaxxer, if she's labeled somebody who's been promoting propaganda, somebody who's treasonous. Then the country gets behind it and goes, yeah, fire her. So we have to be careful because I just see what's happening. I don't know if you saw the Joe Rogan Sanjay Gupta interview. Sanjay Gupta from CNN basically admitted that it wasn't right for CNN to be calling ivermectin a horse dewormer when, as Joe Rogan said, multiple countries are using ivermectin now to save lives. It's being used for human applications for a variety of things. And to see CNN, a news network, try to, you know, kind of go with that whole, you know, horse dewormer is propaganda. A medication that has multiple uses, that is in the process of being studied, and multiple studies have said, look, guys, look at this for COVID, that's not propaganda. I mean, you could say, look, this is a medication that we usually use in veterinary settings in America, but in other countries, they're using it for COVID. So just be very careful. If you start to see the term propaganda, and misinformation was already kind of concerning because there is misinformation, but being falsely accused of misinformation or falsely accused of propaganda, you're going to be falsely accused of treason. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.